Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Everybody bow your heads. God, we just come to you today and just give you thanks for all that you've done. We pray just watch over this church. We pray you just give us strength to go out and serve your word, Lord. We pray for the hurting and the suffering and the lost. We pray just help us to bring those to you, Lord. We pray you just forgive us for our sins that we commit every day and just give us the strength to better serve you. Be with Pastor Cal today as he brings your word. We ask you just to speak through him. Thank you again, Lord, for all that you've done. We praise and see your name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning. Please be seated. Well, it's July 4th weekend. And this theme of freedom has been ringing throughout our church all year long. We're getting free in 23. And I wanted to kind of share with you where this theme came from back in January when I was reading and studying and planning and preparing for a new year here. And it came directly from this passage of Scripture. And there are several significant numbers in the Bible. One of those is 50. And the number 50 was very significant to the nation of Israel. Every 50 years, the nation of Israel would celebrate with joy the great goodness, provision, and protection of God. And they called that time the Year of Jubilee. And Jubilee literally means to sound the trumpets. That's what Jubilee means. And Jubilee was a year of trusting God like never before. Every 50 years, the Jews, after 7 years of seven Sabbaths, that's 49 years, the 50th year would be the year of Jubilee. And and here's the deal with the year. Before we read the Scriptures, let me just share this with you. During the year of Jubilee, there was to be no plowing, no planting, no sowing, no reaping, no harvesting, no none of that. No watering, no fertilizing. Y'all with me so far? And during the 50th year of Jubilee, also all debts were canceled. Every mortgage, every contract, every loan, all debts canceled. And then property would revert back to its original owners. Y'all with me so far? And then the slaves would all be set free so that they could go home to their families. And so you can imagine, it was a great year of celebration, a great year of joy. It was a year of redemption for some. It was a year of rest and restoration. It was a year of repentance and release. But it was a great year of joy. And if the nation of Israel would obey the principles of Jubilee, listen to this. Their economy would prosper. The land would supernaturally provide the produce that they needed to live, and everyone in the nation would be cared for. That's what the year of Jubilee is. So, with that in mind, this is not the 50th Jewish year of Jubilee here. But I want to tell you, I just believe that this has been a year of Jubilee so far for Second Mile Church. We're talking about freedom. This is July the 4th weekend. And so this let freedom ring today. Amen? Now, let's all stand as we read from Leviticus chapter 25. And I'll give you a minute. I know most of us don't know where Leviticus is. It's way over in your Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Chapter 25. When you get there, say amen. Wow, y'all are fast. Verse 8. And you shall count 7 Sabbaths of years for yourself, 7 times 7 years. And the time of the seven Sabbaths of years shall be to you how many? 49 years. Then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the seventh month. On the Day of Atonement, you shall make the trumpet to sound throughout all your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a Jubilee for you. And each of you shall return to his possession, and each of you shall return to his family. Father, would you add your blessing to the reading, the teaching, and the preaching of your holy word today. And then, God, give us the courage to do what you're telling us to do today. We need a word from heaven, and when we hear it, God, help us to respond in obedience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. All right, we're getting free in 23, right? And we've seen God free a lot of our folks from a lot of stuff. Like some of y'all have been freed up from sin, from stress and anxiety and depression and discouragement. I could go on with testimonies today about how some of our people have been freed up from some of those things. Some of our folks have been freed up and found freedom from fear and bitterness, unforgiveness, have been freed up from idolatry and pride and jealousy. God, this has been a Jubilee year for Second Mile Church. We're getting free in 23. And there's another passage of Scripture over in Isaiah that we're going to go to. And let me just say to Brother Billy Walker, Billy, we're going way over to Isaiah 61. And so by the time you get there in Bible study, we'll have all forgotten about this. Okay? So I want you to look at Isaiah 61. And that's where we're going to be for the better part of the morning. And we'll go back in closing to Leviticus 25. But Isaiah 61 is a very clear picture of when the Messiah would come and what he would do, what he would accomplish when he came. And those of you that went to Israel with me, y'all remember when we were on Mount Precipice? Well, Jesus preached this message in the synagogue in Nazareth from Isaiah 61. He read from Isaiah 61, and then he sat down and told them, he said, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. And so the Messiah is what he would do, what he would accomplish is found. And by the way, how many of you know Jesus is Jubilee? Jesus is freedom. Jesus is joy. Jesus is our celebration. Come on, you bunch of Baptists. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on now. Now, and so I want to just, from Isaiah 61, just pull some truths and kind of remind us of where we've been so far this year and where we're going. God wants to do so much in this church, in this community, and in this country, and really in all the world. And guess what? He wants to use you to do it. Here's the first thing, first great truth I want to remind us of in this year of Jubilee. This is our Jubilee. This is not the Jewish 50th Jubilee, but this is, and by the way, this is our fifth year of existence. That's a multiple of 50, okay? Some of y'all are still trying to figure that out. You need to go back and do a little math. Anyways, here's the first truth that I think Isaiah is reminding us of is that Jubilee is a year of salvation. It's a year of redemption. I'm on the first point here, y'all, if you're following along with your notes. So look at Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me. Can't you just hear Jesus reading from this scripture in the synagogue at Nazareth? And by the way, for all his trouble after he got through reading this and told them today, all this scripture is fulfilled in me. You remember what they wanted to do? Throw him off the cliff. there where Nazareth was built. He says, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. So the first thing I want to remind us of this morning is the year of Jubilee, this year of joy and celebration, this year of freedom has to do with salvation. And the word good tidings literally means good news. Good news to those who are poor in spirit. Good news to those who are spiritually bankrupt. By the way, that was everybody in this room at one point in time. Hallelujah. And so what poor people need is good news. Brothers and sisters, we were like sheep without a shepherd. We were lost and undone. We had no divine direction. We had no ultimate purpose and meaning in our lives. And the good news came forward that he who was rich left heaven and splendor and the majesty and the glories of heaven and became poor for our sakes, that through his poverty we might become rich. If you're born again, if you're saved, bless God, you are a child of the King.
Amen.
You don't understand what we're talking about here. You've got access to everything that Jesus has. You're an heir of King Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, man, you are wealthy. Now quit thinking about this right here. There's things that are better than this. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, a lot of things are better than this. Am I communicating now? If you're born again, if you're a child of God, you've got love, joy, peace, patience. I'm still learning on that one. Kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We're an heir of salvation. You're a child of the King. And brothers and sisters, you heard Lauren say it this morning. This is why we're trying to reach people for Christ. People need salvation. They're spiritually bankrupt. They're poor in spirit. And they need to hear the good news. That's why we had Bible school this summer. That's why we're having a 30-day night of revival in our community this summer. Right now, it started last night. I want to tell you, little boys and little girls need to hear the good news. Old folks, those of us with blue hair, need good news. Amen? Our young people, our children, our teenagers, our college students, everyone needs to hear the good news. And so, by the way, I ran across this stat this morning. I'd almost forgotten about it. But we have seen 28 folks come through the waters of baptism this year so far. And for those of you that have been complaining about how much money we spent out at Kenwood, 18 of them were baptized at our campus church. Every dime we've spent out there is worth it. Because we're trying to reach people with the good news of Jesus Christ. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the year of Jubilee here. And there's a second truth here that I want you to see. The year of Jubilee is not only about, I forgot this. Some Baptist in here is going to get a good case. I can't help it. Look at verse 10 before we leave this truth about salvation. Isaiah 61:10. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. You are blessed beyond your wildest dreams if you're a child of the King this morning. Glory to God, it's Jubilee year. And we're seeing folks saved. We're seeing people come to... Here's the second truth. I need to hurry on. Jubilee is also a year of healing. That scares most Baptists to death. Say healing with me.
Healing.
God still heals. Watch this. Watch this. Look at Isaiah 61. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to... What's that next word? Heal. Heal the brokenhearted. Heal the brokenhearted. There are some folks here this year that have been healed from bitterness. Someone did something wrong to you, and you've been holding unforgiveness in your heart, and you became bitter over that. And God touched you and healed you, and now instead of being bitter, you're better. And you know, I don't understand why everything, but I want to tell you who knows all about rejection and betrayal. It's Jesus. In his greatest hour of need, everybody, his circle of influence, ran off and left him and denied him and betrayed him. Everybody did. So if you're brokenhearted today over some type of betrayal or bitterness, listen, God can heal your broken heart. Even if someone has broken it in 1,000 pieces, he can do that. And Allison, where is Allison? There you are. You're not sitting over here. Yeah, she's rebelling already. Okay. Listen to this note that I got from my sweet little sister here. She says, "Dear Pastor Cal," y'all skip this, "you know so much about God and you just can't let it end." She's right. "If you," he says, "you have taught me so much," listen to this, "not to be a bitter person, not to stress, and that God is always with me." Allison, look here at Pastor Cal. I'm so stinking proud of you. God bless you. And she writes, "and I know that God is always with you. P.S. Thank you for understanding that I knew about Christ and wanted to get baptized." Thank you. Hallelujah. God is setting people free. He's healing people of all kinds of things. And this past week, Diane and I are celebrating 40 years together this November as husband and wife. And we've had a lot of you all have to say goodbye to a spouse in the last year or two. And I can't imagine what that's like. It's like a part of you has died and you're a widow or a widower. Well, I want to tell you, God is able to heal your broken heart. He's able to. Now, it may take some time and it may take the Holy Spirit, and it does take both of those, but it also takes the family of God. Y'all, there are some good things about Facebook. Our Facebook page is a good one. And I was looking at the pictures of 11 of our widows who went out to Leilani Kings with the help of Marianne Tobler. And they had lunch and just had a great time out there at Leilani's. And it was just for the 11, for the widows. And Phyllis, Mary Margaret, y'all were grinning like possums. God is healing your heart. I don't care what's happened. Yeah, I care what's happened, but I want to tell you, God is able to heal you of your loneliness, of your self-sufficiency. He's able to heal you of your broken heart. God specializes. By the way, he also heals physically. I said he also heals physically. When are we going to get over this mess about divine healing? God still heals people. And if you're a believer and you need healing, what you're supposed to do is ask for it. Just ask for it. And the Bible tells us in James 5, we're to pray for one another to be healed. Now, we don't always know if it's God's will to heal us now, but if you're a believer, ultimately you're going to be healed. Hallelujah. I'm sitting here looking at Adam McCullough. Adam, one Wednesday night, you were doubled over in pain with kidney stones. I'll never forget it. He was in pain. How many of you guys have had kidney stones? Wow. Mercy. Well, here's what you ought to do if you have kidney stones. You ought to come to our Wednesday night prayer service and let us anoint you with oil and pray over you and heal and ask God to heal you. That night, Adam got set free from kidney stones. Obviously, most of y'all have never had kidney stones, or the place would have erupted. Adam, did you get healed? Have you had any more kidney stone issues? Well, bless God. God, there's a healer in the house. Whatever it is that you need, God can supply it. He heals the brokenhearted. He heals sickness. He heals from... Now, I don't even begin to understand. I was talking with my sister this morning. The shingles are back with Willie Mae again. We need to pray for her. I don't understand why I think... But y'all, God's in control. And He lets some things happen to us so we'll trust Him in a deeper, bigger, better way. And if you're here today and you need healing... 1,000 demons couldn't keep me from this altar. But somehow or other, it'll keep you in your seat. You won't ask for healing because you're afraid what somebody might say or somebody might think. When are we going to get past this garbage? Huh? You wouldn't believe the negativity I've heard about this. This is anointing oil from Israel. There's nothing in here that has healing powers in it. It just simply signifies and symbolizes the Holy Spirit of God's healing power. All throughout the Bible, people are anointed with this that had a special assigned task or that needed physical healing. If you're here today, we'd love to anoint you with oil and pray over you, but you've got to ask for it. That's what James says. That's where your faith, comes in. Our faith comes in praying over you and believing that God can touch you and heal you. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Jubilee is a year of healing. Jubilee is a year of salvation. And then Jubilee is a year of freedom. Watch this. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. Woo! Jubilee is a year of freedom. Freedom. Isn't that what we're all after? Freedom? True freedom? I don't know. I don't know what you're all bound up with. You may be in some prison cell this morning. And I want to tell you, we have seen people get free in 23 over and over. There's a little lady who sits right here. I don't know where she is this morning. Her name's Martha Smith. She has battled fear for 5 solid years. And after we discovered that God will set you free from fear, she was set free from fear. She doesn't have it anymore. She used to be scared to death of water, and we baptized her over here. Hallelujah. Some folks have had a bad experience or a bad attitude or bad memories or a bad childhood, or maybe you've got had a bad marriage, or maybe you're in some prison cell of addiction to pornography, alcohol, or drug addiction, whatever it is. Jesus can open up those prison doors and set you free. I love that we sang about chain breaker today. The chains will fall off if you come to Jesus. He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will do what? Set you free. I don't care what it is that you're all bound up with. God has the power to set you free. He can do that and wants to do that. I had one really touching story of freedom, but I hadn't gotten permission to share it, so I'll have to share that at another time. But I won't tell you, whatever it is. Oh, I mentioned pornography. I had one of our men approach me a few weeks ago and said, Pastor, I just want you to know I struggle with pornography. Guess what? That's the first step towards being healed. Admitting that you've got an issue, that you've got a problem. And you know what we need to do in here, fellas? Guys, let me just talk to you for a minute. It's time we got real with one another, took our mask off and say, you know what? I got that issue. And if it's not that issue, it's something else. You can't get free unless you're willing to say, Lord, help me. Get me out of this prison cell. Maybe it's a prison cell of unbelief. I don't know what it is, but God's bigger than your problem, than your issue. Jubilee is a year of freedom. Here's the last one. Jubilee is also a year of faith. Now, look at verse 2, and then we're going to go back to Leviticus. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, that's what we're doing here at Second Mile, and the day of vengeance of our God to comfort all who mourn. You see, He can heal the brokenhearted. To console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. You see, well, now let's jump back to Leviticus 25. Go back to Leviticus 25, please. I want y'all to see this. Jubilee, our particular Jubilee, is a year of faith. Watch this. Leviticus 25, verse 11. That 50th year shall be a Jubilee to you. In it you shall neither sow nor reap what grows of its own accord, nor gather the grapes of your untended vine, for it is the Jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You shall eat its produce from the field. Now, in the 50th year of Jubilee, the Jewish nation, they couldn't plant, they couldn't plow, they couldn't sow, they couldn't water, they couldn't fertilize. They gave the land a year's rest. And if they would honor God, and I want to tell you what, Will Barnett told me last week, I asked him, I said, did you get the wheat crop in? He said, bless God, we did. He said, God sent the rain just exactly when we needed it. He said, you know, Brother Cal, it takes faith to plant a garden or to put crops in the ground, and it does. But how much faith would it take not to do any planting for a whole year? Well, if the nation would obey the principles of Jubilee, they would enjoy economic prosperity. I've said this before. They would enjoy the produce supernaturally that would be produced by God Himself from the land. They would just go out there and get the overflow from last year, and it was enough to feed them. And every person in the nation would be cared for. You see, Israel's divine dependence depended totally, not on sowing and reaping and what they could do and their talents and their abilities. It depended on being obedient to the Word of God. Are y'all hearing me? Are you listening? Are you leaning forward? Are you getting this? Brothers and sisters, this was a year of faith stretching for the nation of Israel. And I will tell you, God's stretching our faith this year. Amen. He's asking us to do great and mighty things. Stuff that we never dreamed that we'd be able to do. And God is watching and listening to see if we're going to be obedient to what the Word of God says. Amen. And if we'll be obedient to the Scriptures, God will move supernaturally in your life. How many of you would like to be debt-free this year? Three of you. Bless God. You need to sign up for this financial freedom class that I'm going to be teaching. I'm going to show you from Scripture how you can be debt-free. Wouldn't it be wonderful to get that off your chest? Well, in order to do that, you've got to obey what God's Word says. See? And that's right. That's where the rubber hits the road. And this morning, I don't know what God's telling some of you, but I can tell you this. If you'll just say yes and obey what the Word of God tells you, you'll receive more than you ever dreamed of. Amen. Quit thinking about money. You know, I had somebody tell me the other day, we were talking about judgment and that kind of thing, and I believe this nation is under the judgment of God right now. I really do. We deserve it. But you know what this brother told me? He said, we're not under the judgment of God. I said, how can you say that? He said, because the economy is flourishing. But that's what the average church member thinks. If the economy's good, God's happy with us. It may be that if the economy is good, God's upset with us. And so here's the bottom line today, brother, sister. Are we going to obey what God's telling us to do? Some of you need freedom from sin. You need to get free from some old prison cell of addiction, whatever it is. Oh, but what if I get up and come forward and somebody thinks or says something? Who cares? Who cares? All that matters is what is he saying? And you're going to stand before him, not anybody in this room. You're going to stand before Jesus one day and have to give an account for your obedience or disobedience. Now, if you're a Christian, all your sin's been paid for. You'll never be punished for your sin, but there's a judgment seat of Christ coming for believers. And I want to hear good words from my Savior. And you do too. And it's all points towards obedience to the Word of God. It's decision time. What are you going to do with Jubilee? Salvation? Healing? Freedom? Faith? Any of those issues speaking to your heart today? Let's pray together. Bob, if you dim those lights behind you, thank you. Father, there are folks within the sound of my voice that need healing. Emotional, mental, relational, spiritual healing, physical healing. There are people within the sound of my voice that need freedom. Freedom from the cares of this world. Freedom from things that have drug us down. And there are folks here who need salvation that's only found in Jesus. And God, if our faith is going to continue to grow, we've got to be willing to say yes to any and everything you ask us to do. So, Lord, this invitation is yours. Whatever it is that our folks need today, you can give. Whatever it is, God, that you've laid on the hearts of your people, you can take care of. But it always begins with obedience. And close behind that is prayer. So, God, would you lead people today to Holy Ghost decisions? We ask it in the name that's above every other name. In Jesus' name, amen. Andrew's going to lead us in a hymn of response. The altar's open. There'll be people here to pray with you. I'll be here to pray with you. Whatever it is that you need, God's here. Don't sit there in the chairs today if God's speaking to you. Come and get delivered. Come and receive healing. Come and be saved. Come and watch your faith take off like a rocket ship on July the 4th. Let's stand and sing. You come.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.